From a competition to a pleasure hunt and all the stops in between, we cover it all here at Coon Hunting Media.
Dakota Lot Company, owned by Hoop and Tater Franklin, located in Teleco Plains, Tennessee, with the newest addition to their lineup, the Dakota Express. This lot features the industry-leading True Dual Battery Pack cap light. Switching from battery 1 to battery 2 is a simple flip of a switch. Contact Dakota Lots for their complete light selection. All of their lots are known for dependability and extreme battery life. Their direct business number is 423-261-2551. Dakota Lots, great lots, and even greater customer service.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Coon Hunting Media Podcast. This is Jason. We're going to start our year off with an episode, so Johnny will jump right in and give us a verse of the day.
It says, commit thy works unto the Lord and thy thoughts. The meaning of this verse is when we give everything we do to God and depend on Him, He will establish our plans and bring them about. This means that we can expect God to bless our work when it aligns with His will, and that He will work for our good.
Houndsman Advantage is a proud sponsor of the Coon Hunting Media Podcast. Houndsman Advantage is the premier digital scoring solution for the competition hunter. The app gives the necessary tools to score in competition or track your dog's hunting performance while on pleasure hunts. Imagine the benefit of having this tool at your fingertips on every hunt. Some of the features included within the app are a scorecard view, a summary view with tree timers for up to 4 dogs. There is no more calculating split strike and tree points manually. They are preloaded within the app. Cumulative scores will be automatically totaled with current plus, minus, circle, or deleted points after each scoring situation. The app includes the full rules for UKC, PKC, Pro Sport, and AKC. A search function is included, which allows you to find specific rules instantly. The app allows you to scratch or withdraw a dog at any time during the cast. When the app is running under the UKC rules, it will automatically scratch a dog that has reached the scratchable amount of minus points. The app includes a kennel function for personal information such as registration numbers and entry cards. You can also store analytics on your dog's accuracy, win percentages, and much, much more. Even though the app has been tailored with the competition hunter in mind, the pleasure hunter has not been left out. You can set up pleasure hunts that track up to 2 dogs' performance at a time. You can keep totals on accuracy, whether good or bad. This will be broken down to the game scene, dens, slicks, and so on. When you register on the app, you are given a 1-week free trial. Within the app, navigate to the news and updates section. There, you will find a video that will walk you through how to use the entire app. Don't lose a cast because you didn't know the score or you had the wrong score. Give yourself the advantage, the Houndsman Advantage. The app is available for download at the App Store and Google Play. All right, everybody, we're back. This is Jason, who all we got with us tonight.
Everybody.
Everybody.
But it's me and Stacy T sitting over here.
Hudson's MIA.
John.
Hudson, yeah, Hudson's MIA. So it is actually New Year's Day that we're doing this recording, so hopefully we'll get it out pretty quick, and it'll be relevant for the time. But
2025,
that's crazy.
It is.
I mean, that is that fast.
And it keeps getting faster and faster.
Getting younger every
day. Every year gets faster.
You don't look younger.
Yeah, you ain't 29.
I don't feel either.
You were just saying how you didn't have no more hair.
I don't feel either.
You're not 29 and holding like you think.
I wish I was, but I'm not.
Yeah, things are getting
older and wiser, baby.
Things are getting to where they hurt a lot more. I was working on that building out behind the house. I'm tearing down a little shed, and I told you boys the other day I was on the ground getting something. I bent over, and it felt like something popped in the top of my leg, like a 22 going off. My leg's been hurting for a week. That stuff didn't used to happen.
No. I can tell y'all are getting older. Y'all was 500 yards behind me there tonight.
I was up ahead of you.
We don't race. We ain't racing. We're old timers.
I know it's hard for people to understand, but when I'm walking these hills and mountains, it's easier. Like, it don't hurt as bad if I move faster. I know that sounds weird, but I mean, if I just move up in mountains faster, it seems like I don't get tired as quick.
As Johnny and I told you the other night, though, how many people that's your daddy's age? That's what I have to remind you all the time. We're your daddy's age. How many other men would have walked around like that all night?
Hey, I tell you what, I got home. My wife called me the next morning. I went to work. Got in at 2:30, got out of bed at 5:30, went to work. And my wife called me about 7:30. She said, what'd you get into last night? I said, what do you mean? She said, this sock in here in the bathroom's covered in blood. I said, what are you talking about? I said, I know. It's fine. She said, what'd you do? I said, I rubbed a blister on my feet. I didn't take my hunting boots. I wore work boots.
That was pretty dumb, too.
And they was slick. Well, I thought we was going to flatter ground than straight up and down a bluff. And
it was flat till it wasn't.
Yeah. And then when it got really, it really wasn't. But anyway, I walked, I don't know, 4 or 5 miles probably.
And, rough miles.
Yeah, every bit of it.
And but I got back home and I pulled my sock off and it was covered in blood where I had all that blood in my shoes and stuff. But she let me know that I said, I didn't know it. And she said, you know you can't feed your feet no way. But anyway, I got it back and we made it work. But
more of the story, it is though, a little bit different. Every tree you walk to had coons.
They had coons. They were a long ways off. That's crazy, though. We explain this to people all the time. So we got in there. Stacy, our dog, got in there. He got treed. Rip was on in there another.
How far was you from the truck, probably?
710 yards from that tree.
And to the truck.
To the
truck. It was another.
And I was 0.71. From your tree.
I could have took you to that tree a better way.
Right, but in general, though.
It's a mile.
From the time we walked to there. When we left you, it took us, 40 minutes, 45 minutes to get there?
At least 45 go down.
And then it took us, now granted, that's because Johnny and I are old men, almost an hour and a half to walk back out.
Yeah, but you have to think now, you walk up a bluff side.
I know.
Going in.
I know. And that's what we tell everybody. It's just like, you know, you treat two coons and you've killed a knight. I mean, we were.
And it's because of walking.
There ain't
a whole lot of ground time far as for the dogs.
No.
But it's walking. I mean, how long did he sit treating there for an hour and a half?
Dog.
Honestly.
Yeah.
He was hammered for an hour and a half.
That's the thing. I mean, they just sat there forever because it takes a long time. I mean, how far did we walk to him when you wasn't even hearing him? You had to get them ridges in between. I mean, and as loud as he is, and that's my point about it. So,
And also, I dig another blue tick.
Stacy's got another dog.
I made Jason help me buy it. I got a blue tick.
I like what I've seen so far.
Yeah.
So we've
he's old. Big tree's coon.
We'll work in with these puppies.
Yep.
So anyway. So what we're gonna kinda talk about tonight, just kinda recap our 2024 year, what all we've done, and just kinda remember where all we went to and what we've done this year.
Well, it's a little wild.
Different year.
Huh?
Different year. A lot of dogs.
Oh yeah.
No. Whoa.
For me. You.
Stacy
went through
a lot of dogs.
And Jason.
The core of us.
That's right.
A couple of us still got
the heart,
pretty much
the
same
heart
core.
Of the operation has been staying steady.
I didn't go through a lot of dogs. I still got most of them. I realized most of mine were no good.
Not around here. Good flat ear dog.
I've got one good dog. I figured that out. But I see. What did we start with last year? This past year, we went...
Just Grand American.
Well, yeah, it's pleasure hunting and stuff. We went a lot of places this past year. I mean, how many different states did we go hunting in last year?
I pleasure hunted in
multiple places in Illinois, like every corner of Illinois this past year. I will say that trip.
Went to Ohio. I've been in New York.
Kentucky.
South Carolina.
you're gonna figure out that your wife's getting tired of you planning vacations around coon hunting at night.
Yeah, I've never been told that.
I could have told you that wasn't going to work when you started it.
Yeah, I've been told that. But now look, we still got to go places. I took her to see Niagara Falls. I just coon hunted every night, but I took her wherever she wanted to go to during the day.
But as far as those hunts, I still enjoyed that weekend hunt. We went up to Illinois about as good as anyone. We just rented that little old trailer and went wild out there on all that government land, acting like we knew it.
That was fun.
That was a fun trip.
It was. It was good money to do that again for 2025. I mean, we might have to wait a little while, but we do need to do that again.
But we
I liked it.
We hit a lot of hunts this past year, so
yeah.
So we actually
ran around the road. It was pretty hot.
We did. We set up at multiple hunts. I mean, Winter Classic, first time we've ever done that as far as setting a booth up.
Yeah.
Autumn Oaks had a booth up. Met a lot of people this year.
Had a tornado at Autumn Oaks, first time I ever seen that.
Yeah.
That is true.
That had to be a tornado. But quite a few different trips. That was a lot of traveling this past year.
Yeah, I mean, we went from, I guess it started with Grand American.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Grand American last year, and then we went from there, I guess, to Winter Classic.
Mm-hmm. Bluetooth days.
Yep. Spring Roundup, TOC Zones, PKC World, and then
multiple of the breed hunts.
Yeah.
You got several of those.
Yeah, we hit a lot of the breed hunts.
And then, like I said, Autumn Oaks, and then this fall. So it's been a busy year.
Busy year.
Had a good time. A lot of running.
Especially starting a podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's where we've met a lot of people, too, though, with podcasts. So we'll talk about that a little bit here.
I guarantee you that was on y'all's last minds for 2024 with starting a podcast.
But you know, it takes a lot of time for setting up and doing
it does.
It's a commitment. It is. I mean, well, but it's fun when you get to talking to a lot of people. And
You know, it's 9:45 at night right now. We're just now starting to record.
Oh, yeah.
That's because you do this every single time, goof around for an hour before we get started.
We got to get all their funny on.
So, but yeah, that's what are we going to be running this year? It's about to start wide open again. It don't really ever stop.
Yeah, we're leaving tomorrow for South Carolina. I mean, this is New Year's Day when we're recording this.
Now, we've not talked about this at any of our other ones, but what's the primary reason we're going to South Carolina?
What do they call it? Is it the Perina Banquet or something?
Yeah.
Perina Race Banquet?
I know what it's called. I'm asking it in question form. Just
yeah,
I didn't know what it was called. I knew it was a banquet and stuff, but I didn't know what it was.
We haven't mentioned it. Name. We haven't mentioned it, but congratulations. So why are you boys going over there tomorrow?
It says, and I'll read it off to you.
He's blind. I can't ever find it.
You need my glasses? I don't have them yet.
Help me hold it over here for you.
I got it. I can blow it up. Well, these old eyes can see it. I can just blow it up. It says the Orangeburg Chamber of Commerce invites you and a guest to attend a steak dinner for the Grand American Board and Representatives of the United Kennel Club, Thursday, January 2nd, 2025, 7 o'clock, Orangeburg Conference Center, Orangeburg, South Carolina.
So what's that mean, then?
You can attend.
So what'd you win?
It's for the blue tick part of the Perina race.
So we
won the breed race.
Yep.
And the Perina breed race for our breed.
Yeah.
And so that's a big accomplishment. Would be a ripper. That was good.
It is.
Ripper. The ripper.
The ripper. Yeah. I mean, you guys could have had a shot of, but you just couldn't get away to all the hunts. I mean, there was.
That's a big thing is it takes to win. I mean, congratulations to Philip King for winning the whole thing, because that's one thing all people don't realize is how much running.
It takes a lot of dedication.
It takes a lot of dedication and running.
Does.
I mean, even for just what we done, and mainly what we was doing, we didn't hit. We probably could have hit a few more, but we was watching the standings, you know. I mean, we're not a bunch of rich men out here. We have to pay our way, and we hit them as we needed to, but – it's a lot of running, even what we done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't. What do we hunt? English days. We didn't hunt black and tan days. We hunt English days, blue tick days.
Got
in at Grand American. Plot days one night. I think we went up there on a Friday and hunted it.
Really didn't attend
the spring roundup.
Yeah, but when
that
you,
many.
But every one of them you name off, they're all in different states. A lot of driving, a lot of running.
Yeah.
6 hours minimum.
Yeah.
And hotel rooms and food and gas. And it's pretty intense. I mean, it runs into money. I mean, you win a little bit back.
Yeah. What it takes is whenever you do hit the road, you got to make them count. Especially in them races, there ain't no room for error. Whenever you put that truck in drive and you unsnap them dogs, them cast, you got to make them count.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, just on what you said earlier, it takes a lot of money.
It does.
You just think $150 a night for a hotel room, $300 in gas, $75 to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I mean, you're talking $600, $700, $800, $900 a weekend.
Easy.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's why you're going over there. We've actually got
proud of me.
Blue tick.
Thanks, buddy.
Lockdown for the year. Pure Ain't a Race. That's a good deal. So,
that's just something I've always wanted to do.
Wanted to do that about as much as you wanted one of those belt buckles out at the fall roundup, didn't you?
Yeah, I did want that belt buckle.
That's been a lifetime dream of his.
Spring. I just wanted a belt buckle, but we won King of Hunt this year.
I know.
At the spring hunt, but we didn't get a belt buckle. They
had belt buckles.
I guess I'll have to order one.
We'll get him one. Maybe.
Well, you can officially buy one. I mean, if you want a hunt like it, that's okay.
Yeah.
Buy your trophy.
Yeah. Well, they did compensate for the belt buckle in other ways.
They did. Yeah. But you wanted the belt buckle.
Right? I did want the
belt. You would have took a belt buckle, like $1,000 down, and belt buckle. Johnny was
100%.
He wanted one of those belt buckles.
I want that belt buckle.
Yeah, he told him keep prize money. He just wants the belt buckle.
That's all right. I mean, they'd give us some prize money at that.
Oh, yeah. We had it. I can't complain.
No, but I just wanted a belt buckle. I can attain a belt buckle before long, probably.
Yeah, so it's just messing with you there, buddy.
I did want it. That's true.
We'll start calling Johnny Big Tex.
But as far as the year goes, it's going to get going quick. I mean, you guys will be at the Grand American. We'll be back here in Tennessee freezing to death. I don't know if anybody's looked at the weather. But
yeah, what's up with that?
I don't know. I'm going to have to quit watching these.
I don't know. It's supposed to watch snow 6 to 8 inches.
Yeah, but it's
negative 10.
Ever United States is going to be colder than Canada.
I've seen that.
Yes.
Yeah, they're forecasting record lows and potential snow all the way like halfway through Florida.
I mean, we're looking at negative 15 wind chills.
I saw something that was like 10 more than that. So I just quit watching and reading stuff because I'm panicking.
Well, anybody knows me know I hunt 6-7 nights a week, I will be taking nights off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't blame you. That's crazy. Catch your dog's feet all to pieces on this frozen ice all over the place.
He learned his lesson on that last year.
That wasn't – now, no. Looking back at that, I think – we're still suffering with that problem with his nails. That's what it was. It wasn't his paw. It was his toenails. That was the first time ever – because everybody knows we've had problems with his feet, with his nails. That was the first one he ever broke. I think it was very coincidental. And Johnny shunned me for hunting that dog.
He needs what?
Pedicure.
Pedicure.
That's what it is.
I mean, how many nights did I didn't hunt? It was like 5 nights I wasn't hunting. And I was having withdrawals. I had to take him.
Johnny told you not to go. So, was what it was.
Well, it's like pneumonia, though. When you get pneumonia one time, it's easier to do the next time.
Oh,
easier
yeah.
to do the next time. Well, that is true, is it not?
It is.
It is.
Well, then the next week we got in at Grand American.
Well, actually, though, I mean, you are going over for the banquet. I mean, you got to hunt because so far you've had a pretty good run over there. You've
got in every year.
2 years in a row, you guys. Haven't you been high scoring blue tick 2 years in a row?
No. Yeah. No.
Okay, I was thinking 1 year. But you've got in 2 years.
Yeah, we did last year. Yeah, but we've gotten in top 20 every year.
Yeah, top 20.
So you might as well go over there and try it one more time?
Yep.
We'll try to
stay on the third year of the charm.
Dry ground.
Stay on dry ground.
Maybe we'll get a good draw.
We talked about you on that last one. You barrel off into the water pretty much. So let's try to think before you go.
Look at him last week. Posting video. He's swimming a river.
Oh, no, that was stupid. I meant to fuss at you
about
that.
It's cold.
You were by yourself. Was you by yourself?
Well, yeah. But why else? I mean, what else am I supposed to do? My dogs don't come back to me off a tree. They're waiting for the gunfire.
Shoot the dog.
When you
negative.
I've talked Stacy out of that before with one sitting in the middle of a creek, wouldn't come back. But yeah, how cold was it?
That's $500 worth of collars on them.
How cold was that the other night? It was in the 20s, wasn't it?
No, it was upper 30s.
It was still cold.
It was upper 30s.
I mean, you sent us a video and you were down in your boxers and t-shirt swimming a river by yourself.
It's all right.
Out in the middle of nowhere.
A running river.
Yeah.
It's moving water.
Yeah, You're not a real big guy if you ain't noticed. You wash away pretty easy.
It was moving, but it wasn't that swift. I've seen some dangerous water. That wasn't dangerous. It was all right.
He wasn't real far from the truck, neither.
No.
It's a good thing.
Not far.
So well, I'm still going to give him a hard time for doing that.
Come up the other side of the river?
Huh?
Couldn't he walk or come up the other side of the river?
It's miles. That river's miles. Yeah. Let alone, I mean, welcome to East Tennessee. I cut her loose like a mile and a half from any source of water. I was like, we'll be all right. Then they go in roaming mode.
Well.
Where they go? Right across the river. Which, I mean, they had a coon. I mean, that's what matters, but.
After Winter Classic, you go across that river, I'll be going out. I ain't going, Kyle.
So, yeah. So, what you want to do there? If Stacy handles, if he ends up handling at the winter, one of these hunts, he's not going to cross the river like you did.
I'm old. I'm old.
Well, I just want my entry fee money back. That's all. If you don't want to get it, that's fine.
Johnny's paying it, though.
Somebody's got to split it with him. The other owner. We want our money back, and you ain't got to go get her. Well, I mean, you have to figure out a way to get her, but I mean, you may have.
You're
to
not going to win.
You may have to withdraw so you can go around or something. You know.
Put her in coons. You don't have that problem.
Yeah.
No.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
Pow.
All right. So we've got a lot coming up. So everybody be getting ready. We'll see you at the Winter Classic. That'll be our first place that we're going to be set up this time.
Come race stock on Squallers shirts.
Yep, Stacy was reminding us to make sure we tell everybody, come get your shirts and your hats. We've got that, and we'll get a brand new stock of Squallers in.
We're going to try to round up all kinds of stuff sell down there. So
Stacy's going to start. Stacy's going to start going through his barn, his closets.
We're not going to have Stacy T's flea market.
Stacy's gonna start going through his closet.
I'll want round up some old hunting stuff I got. Coon hunting stuff. I got collars in the house that work good. I don't use them. Not brand new ones.
What kind? I may need some.
Stacy's always needing something. He just sold a like brand new dog box yesterday, and he's done bought another brand new dog box today.
And I sold a
thermal and a light. I mean, he just constantly
sells a thermal, and he's sending me pictures of thermals. He's like, I need to buy me a thermal. Yeah, I'm like, you just sold one.
He's updating.
He always updates.
Every 6 months.
That was a nice dog box. That was a nice dog box you had.
It was, and he updated.
Like brand new.
He updates dogs about every week.
Hey, now, if that one operates like I think he's going to, I'm going to make him keep it.
He's like a kid at Christmas. You know, that toy's new for a little while, but once the new wears off, it's over.
Well, you can ask the guy that bought the black dog I had. I did not lie to him about the dog. They are tickled at tree and coons left and right.
I'm not figured this one out. They're sending him videos. They're tree and coons constantly.
I tree coon with him. He me too much.
I'll play the fifth.
For me.
I mean, he could tree a coon, but these guys are treeing a bunch of coons with him.
Yeah, not this is a totally different dog than what he had. The sucker's a lot better,
You didn't hunt with him, though.
Just a couple times.
Yeah, I mean, I tree coons all the time with him. I tree coons with him.
I do remember Stacy sending him some videos.
But the reason I got rid of him was the me tooing.
Right.
I couldn't even hunt him at Arkansas.
White River.
Yeah.
No, that was
That's the reason I sold him.
I mean, he's a good pleasure dog. You take him by himself and go tree coons, but he wasn't going to be able to do the other stuff.
He was a good pleasure dog. No. And that's what them boys are doing with him.
He's a young boy training dogs with him.
That's exactly what they're doing. They're pleasure hunting.
And it seems like they like him.
Yeah. And like the other night, our dogs have to get deep.
Oh, yeah.
They have to. And he wasn't one that's going to blow out of country.
Right. Well, I mean, a lot of people don't like that. I mean, in all honesty, if it was up to me, if I wasn't a competition cooner, I would want.
But like they're not, though. You think about it. When my male dog and the pup hit that coon, they wasn't going up. They were going around the ridge.
Yeah.
Left to right. We had to go up to them. You know, there was nothing between that. Rip come through there, nothing there. He had to go on past him. I mean, he had to get out there.
Oh, yeah.
To tree for us.
Yeah, well, if you're on competition hunt, you got to put we could have quit. If it's pleasure hunting, you could have quit, went to the house and not worry about it. But competition hunting, you got to tree a coon. So they got to just keep on going. They did hunt everything out, but that's what we say all the time. Sometimes they got to get in there. 1,000 yards to get
something
done.
And that's just how it is around here because, I mean, in competitions, you want them, whenever you cut them loose, they're going to go find a coon somewhere. You know, and a lot of, even though our dogs around here are blowing in there a mile, mile and a half, they are looking for coons. They were going to get a coon somewhere.
Oh, yeah. We get in places that got coons.
We go to Indiana, Illinois. They just start firing around us. You know, they don't blow out a mile. But around here, they've got to do that because the way we train, when that lead goes snap, they get under a coon somewhere.
Mm-hmm. No, that's what has to happen. So, but we had a good time of the night. I'd have probably hunted some more.
Yeah.
But
I was all for it.
We did, but I said, I got to go to work.
Well, I'm glad we didn't, honestly. I mean,
it was still 2:30 when I got on and fed dogs.
Stacy's an early riser is all I got to say.
I told you when we got home he'd be up at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, I was like, maybe 9 o'clock, you know, we'll get up, start rolling around. No. Stacy's coming out of his house shadow boxing or jamming or something. I'm off of the matter.
He's getting ready to bounce that tennis ball around.
Yep. He's ready.
Hey, I can bounce that tennis. Used to be able to bounce that tennis ball.
All right, so what else are we going to talk about?
What's
tonight?
Next?
So
we're going to talk about.
I'm
going to do a recap.
What?
On my training pen experience. So my pup went up there for a month. He done good. The other night.
Well, you started with it. He did his first signs at the winter at the White River.
Yeah, White River.
Yep.
Yeah, but the
fresh
night,
out of the pen.
He actually run track or not and split treed.
Yep.
And then another tree split on the male dog when Justin bought come in and backed him and went on with the coon.
He checked him and went on to treat the coon.
And went on to treat the coon with the pup. But the pup's starting to run. He started to tree.
So
this is my first run at the training pen. So far I'm
pretty pleased.
I'm gonna try another one.
It did what you wanted it to do with him.
That's good.
I lost the one I wanted to send him to train bit.
RIP.
That's what it is.
You know why you lost it, don't you?
Moment of silence.
Jason.
You.
Not me.
Yeah, because you talked about it, and 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 you talked about it.
You was proud of him.
I was proud of him.
It's all right. I feel your pain.
I like that pup. He's pretty.
Yeah, a good man.
He's a good-looking son of a gun, dude.
He was a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so for the listeners that don't know what we're talking about, Stacy lost this puppy that he's bragged about
four episodes that everybody's heard about.
It led to my talk. We had worked with the vet, and it led to my basement for a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was fine. I thought we were past everything. And that Sunday morning came downstairs and went to get it out of the crate. And I was like, well.
It just showed up sick.
What did the vet think that happened? I know we talked to the vet. Some disease or swallowed something.
She felt it was coccidia.
Yeah,
I mean they had been treated for coccidia, but she felt that maybe that's what it had got a dose of that and set back on it. But because it had no symptoms of parvo, it had all of its vaccines overboard on vaccinations. Right. That's what she thought. But I mean that night before it passed away, we had it. Hudson and I had it outside at 1 o'clock in the morning. To use the bathroom, and it was out running around playing in the yard. Like we had to run it down and bring it back in and put it up. And the next morning, I was going to turn it back outside with the pups the next day, and it was dead that morning.
It's weird.
Yep.
What's finding another one?
I know we're pretty English dogs that.
Huh?
I know we're pretty English dogs that.
Let's just keep him where he's at right now. We've got him with a blue dog at the moment, so let's just leave him where he is. So, Let's take a quick break, and then let's come back, and let's talk a little bit about Coon Hunt Media Podcast for the year of 2024. Because like I said, we just started this past year, so let's take a break.
Outlaw Light Company, owned by Alan Roberts. Located in 10 Mile, Tennessee. 25 years of light building experience. With the newest addition to their lineup, the Ace Pro. They are constantly striving for the best parts. The Ace Pro has better switches and batteries, and it has the option of double walk light and two additional color modules, main beam and a green laser, or a single walk light with three color modules, main beam and a green laser. All their lights are known for dependability and extreme brightness. Contact Outlaw Lights for their complete light selection. Their direct business number is 423-453-8813. The Ace Pro. The light with a lifetime warranty.
Briar Creek Kennels, feed and hunting supply store, owned by Chris Girth, located in Hemera, Indiana. Briar Creek carries all your pet supplies and is the headquarters for all your hunting dog gear. Never get caught in the dark. They carry Outlaw Lights, Superior Lights, and their own Briar Creek Light brand. They are an authorized Garmin and Dogtra dealer. They offer hunting apparel by Yoder Nylon, Southside Hunting Gear, Dan's, Razor, and their own Briar Creek branded gear. Dog boxes include Old Dry Pond and Diamond Deluxe, AGM thermals, engraved nameplates, dog collars, and leads are just a few of the many other offerings you can get from Briar Creek. Visit the store in person or shop online at www.shopbriarcreek.com. Or check them out at the major events. Their direct business number is 812-383-9489. Briar Creek Kennels Feed and Hunting Supply Store.
Welcome back, everybody. So we're going to switch gears a minute. We'll talk, let's talk Coon Hunt Media Podcast 2024. So this is... we're almost finishing up our first year of this.
Yeah. So I guess it was what, this time last year
that you had this stupid idea.
Yep. I had this idea of a podcast and I asked y'all to join.
Well, you started it was going to be a bunch of high school boys and you guys was going to do this all by yourself.
They realized on how much work it was going to go into it and they gone.
They is way more work in than I was wanting to
and it's more
sign
work,
up for.
And it's more work than what the outside people knows. I mean it's hours and hours and hours.
Yeah. So this all started a year ago as a little basement conversation that you boys wanted to do, and then you went out and was gonna do it, and then you came to us and said, "We gotta help," which means
because anybody knows me. I mean, this is just how I am. Whenever I'm going to do something, I dive in head first. And that's how it was with competition hunting. When I first started competition hunting, I dove in head first. I wanted to be, the best at whatever. And when they said they want to start a podcast, I dove in head first. Bought the best equipment you can buy. Right off the top.
I'll tell you what we don't have.
What?
GoPro. If somebody wants to donate us a GoPro, a good one, we'll start videoing some of these things.
Yeah, we're going to get into that.
Someone donate us a GoPro.
Well, that
it'll be fun.
So Kyle's idea is we need to start a reality show.
Yeah. We'll get into that here in a minute.
But I
kicked me over here, beat my ball.
That was a boxing ball that you were.
Yeah.
See, that's why we need a camera. They would do. You was doing Rocky over there.
Yeah.
I
guess I got a hold of Johnny first, and said, "Hey, I'm wanting to start a podcast." And this is them, my buddies that I was originally going to start it with. They decided that they didn't, which I understand. I mean, we're young. We're starting jobs and stuff. And they just they couldn't have the time. I said, no problem. Well, now I'm stuck. And I asked Johnny if he would maybe, if y'all be interested in partnering with me on it and doing it.
Here we are.
My question to y'all is, y'all can be honest. What was y'all's first thoughts whenever I asked y'all?
Like a biscuit, this. Buddy. I was all in that.
I thought it was a crazy idea because I didn't have the time for this, is what I originally thought.
Here we are.
Well, I thought it might would work, but
be honest, did y'all have y'all's doubts?
Oh yeah.
Oh, I did. I really felt that you was going to get this, and we were going to sit down here, and we was going to record an episode. And you're going to come back, and we was going to have 20, 30 people listen. That's just because our families would have probably listened to this thing if you'd put it out there.
Yeah.
And we would have tolerated it for you for a couple episodes and this thing would have been over and we'd have
tolerated it.
Yeah, that's what we were gonna do. Tolerate it for a few episodes and it would have been over and been done in February of last year.
Or March.
So the part this is where it started when I didn't realize when I realized what was going to happen with it when you posted the first one. I mean, I don't, this, the number out there that you threw, what was it, like three?
On the very first episode?
Like 3,000 or something.
It was crazy. And which looking now, from where we're sitting at now, we're like,
well, don't even get into that number, because we'll talk about that.
We'll get into that.
But I'm just saying, when you come back, and in my mind, I honestly was expecting
less than 100.
40, 50 people are listening to it. And I meant that would have been family.
I was a little bit more optimistic. I figured 200 or 300 tops, you know, for.
And that's going off the straight people that we know through the hunt, as far as close friends.
So you came back and we had like 3,500 or something listeners on that very first episode. And I was like, are you kidding? So was not expecting that.
No.
By no means. So I realized then we had to do a few more.
I mean, and I wasn't either. Yeah, I had this big vision of a big podcast, you know, a lot of viewers and stuff and some plans, but I didn't. I mean, I was hoping it would be that way, but, you know. There's a very small percentage of it's. I mean, the same way in businesses and stuff. How many people start businesses and how many businesses actually make it to the top?
Yeah, I wasn't figuring you guys are going to start some big
lucrative business. It's so small. No, I mean, it's so small of a percentage.
But so we did that, and then we got the ideas to start going to some of the hunts and stuff. So actually, we went full force on that. We went to the Winter Classic, got us a booth, and met people just kept coming up, hey, I listened to the podcast and so forth, and we're like, we're meeting all these people, and it's like there all these guys was listening to it. But fast forward as it got going, share some of the numbers, because
it started growing quick.
Yeah, like, so for the listeners, we appreciate you listening. That's not what we expected to happen, but
y'all rock.
Yeah. So but we went
Stacy went back to the 80s on that one.
But we went from what I didn't I mean, I'm being honest, I didn't think anybody was gonna listen 80s. To this thing. 70s. We
You're said old.
I am old. But old. As this thing has got going, throw some numbers out there. We're averaging on every episode 25,000 to 30,000 people are listening to this thing right now.
That's how many that's the total listens on an episode, on one episode.
Yeah,
per episode. On average. You know, yeah, some's more, some's a little less, but on average.
On the average, that's where we're running. I mean, we're up to, I mean, if you had told me last year when we'd done this, at the end of the first year, we'd have close to 500,000 listens on this thing, I'd have said, you're crazy. But
if you'd told me we had 25,000, I told you it's crazy.
So, since you're listening, people out there, we'll, I guess, keep recording.
You all made me famous.
Everybody knows Stacy T, and everybody knows Big Johnny. And like Stacy said, if we had a GoPro, and now Kyle had another good idea.
Yeah, so now I am going to explain this, and this is, well, I'm going to go ahead and say we're going to do this.
I'm not so sure just yet. This is still still my wife's house.
Whenever, they can't get the address off of it.
No, I'm talking about her letting you set a studio up down here.
It's all right.
I have to clean all this up after we get done every time because she's like, you guys didn't put nothing up.
It'll be all right.
I know somebody just built a big barn that we could take one corner of it.
It's going to be enclosed.
Put a studio in there.
Oh, is that what you want to do? Is you want to
podcast
enclose?
Podcast at the kennels.
Well, we might do that down the road.
Put a big wood stove in there.
We might.
But in all honesty, though, like, in reality, I'm wanting to get into I mean, I know a lot of people know what we're talking about.
Like Marshall Dillon.
You lost him already.
Chester on the pop. That's dope.
So we're going to end up building us a podcast out. You won't be able to hear anything with all them pups barking and dogs barking.
So Garmin Deluxe.
Insulation.
Okay.
Garmin Deluxe collars.
We got to build a special room then. Okay. I got it. Who's paying for all this?
We're going to put a padded room in there for Kyle on top of the insulation.
All right, so go back to your idea. What are you thinking?
To film our episodes and post them on YouTube.
I'm telling you, I don't know if we... Some of the stuff that... There's a lot of stuff that goes on when the button's not pushed and we're not recording.
We'll have to be a little more professional.
So that's...
What's
the
fun in that?
That's where everybody will be watching that when the button's not pushed.
So yeah, we'll see.
We're going to get into that. We're going to do it. We are going to do this. It may not be right now, but we are this season...
Now, don't commit to this season.
We're going to make it. Well, let's try it.
I don't know.
We'll make something happen.
Yeah, but it might not be every episode, though. It may be like a
every once in a while.
Once ever.
Well, it'll get kind of in like a routine, you know, sit down at the studio, click the camera on.
We'll see.
Lights, camera, action.
But as far go. But as far as the podcast in general, though, I do want to thank the listeners for
for
your support this past year. It's blew my mind of how many people
took us places we never think it would.
All the sponsors. I mean, when they thought four old hillbillies.
I do want to give. I mean, for sure, all of them a shout out because when they first jumped on board, this is a brand new thing. You know, they.
Yeah, I mean,
they jumped on like y'all jumped on the podcast with me. I mean, something brand new that ain't been proven yet.
Yeah, we had to talk to everyone. I'm like, we don't have a clue what this is.
I mean, this is like, it was like buying stocks on a brand new business that ain't even been started, you know? I mean, it was a gamble, and which we wouldn't have got where we're at right now without them.
No, that's what's helped us to be able to go to the hunts and get out there and meet people and everything. So, no, we appreciate the sponsors doing what they did, and we appreciate the listeners for.
We do.
So 2024, that part was very good.
We are looking for a GoPro.
We are.
But now,
GoPro.
The other thing Kyle was talking about the other night would be a good idea. He was wanting a dash cam.
Oh, yes.
I mean, traveling.
Can you imagine?
I got one.
If we'd had that dash cam hooked up, we could have got Johnny hanging out the window in downtown Cincinnati.
I'm always by myself. It's not fair.
Well, we could have got you.
You choose to be by yourself.
No, yes. I do not.
We was going to the White River, and you said, I'm driving myself.
I didn't drive road.
No, but we had a fight. We had a fight with you.
We had to scuffle with you to get you to ride with somebody because you wanted to go on some other time schedule instead of going when everybody else was.
I was going to go early that morning.
But that was according to your time schedule.
I waited on you.
And crammed me, Hudson, and Tyler in the back seat.
But I mean, think about it. If you had that, we could have got Johnny riding the curbs out there in the Taco Bell parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, that's expert driving there.
And them trying to run him out. We got him and Stacy about to, you know.
I would have loved to have got that downtown Cincinnati incident.
Oh, that's the best.
That would have been unbelievable. Because, you know, the dash cam, the one that I got, it does do side views, too. And front view. So I would have got the guy on Hudson's side, you know, going at us. And then we would have got Johnny in front of me.
Yeah, because when we told the listeners that he was out of the truck, he was out of the truck.
He was coming out thing Dukes Hazzard style. I mean.
I got hit yesterday. Well, yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, yesterday.
You got hit yesterday.
Let me hear it. I jumped out of the truck on him.
You did? See?
Yes.
Maybe a reality show is where we need to turn this thing into.
The guy's like, well, I didn't think I was that far over. I thought you were sitting across the aisle. Had that Dodge mirror sticking way out there, you know.
And probably didn't have nothing behind him, did he?
Oh, no.
No.
Slapped my mirror.
About 4 inches of wheel.
Didn't hurt mine at all.
About 6 inches of wheel sticking out there, too, like you 10 feet. Need an oversized load sticker on the back of the bumper.
That was yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was yesterday. Yeah.
Was he looking at the stars?
I have no clue.
Was he laid down in the back seat in the front, the headlights up in the air?
Probably. Low ride.
But,
in the back.
So as far as
that is something I am wanting. That is my goal. Whether we will achieve that, possibly not. But that is my goal. I got a vision.
Okay. But as far as our other listeners, we'll see you. Trust me on it. We will see you at the hunts. We will be at the Winter Classic.
Yeah, me and Johnny. I mean, this ain't going to release in time. But I mean, we are heading to Grand American in the morning. So I mean,
we won't be able to set up.
No, we'll be walking around, politicking a little bit, talking to people.
That's right. I ain't gonna make it this year.
We got a back seat.
He didn't get his dog in time. I don't got nothing to hunt right now. So
we got something to hunt. I can find something to hunt. I know where females at.
Yeah, she'd probably punish you in that place.
She won't punish me. I may be old, but I still get around.
Yeah, I know, but we were just talking about.
I can follow.
Well, what are you going to do when you get to that river or that swamp?
I told you one day I'm going to call you. It's pretty simple. Ain't my dog.
Put my phone silence.
Ain't my dog.
Take a break. Let them fight it out a minute.
Coon Hunting Media is proudly sponsored by Little T Squatters.
Yeah.
Them are the words every competition hunter loves to hear. Your winning coon has just been found. Little T Squatters, owned and designed by Tim Tempton, has set the bar for high quality, dependable, and unmatched performance. From pleasure hunters to extreme competitors, he covers it all with his five elite models. Original Little T, the Triple Threat, the Double Shot, the Pro Series, and the newly designed Bell Ringer. If you want to enter the woods with confidence, contact his office at 423-562-5333 and become elite.
In addition to our official sponsors, we would also like to thank the following sponsors: Secret City Kennels. The kennel is owned by Mr. Mark Gettner and Mr. Wendell Jones. At Secret City Kennels, they support the English Coonhound breed. They have English Coonhounds for sale from time to time. Contact Mark or Wendell for all your English needs. They are available for your English Coonhound advice and are happy to answer your questions. These guys have done their fair share of winning in the comp events, including wins at the PKC Labor Day Classic, 5th place overall in the UKC World Hunt, 9th place in the AKC World Hunt, English Days, Winter Classics, and the list goes on and on. Mark is the current PKC English Coonhound President. Give either of these guys a call. They will be glad to talk with you. Their numbers are Mark at 931-787-2784 or Wendell at 865-748-7795. They are located in Kingston, Tennessee and Coalfield, Tennessee.
Saddle Up Canine Cryo is owned by Mr. Bill Scheninger. Bill is located in Delta, Ohio. Don't miss out on the opportunity to keep that special stud dog forever. His services include semen collection, freezing, side-by-side shipping, and semen storage. Bill is also the owner of one of the best-known plot kennels in the country, Saddle Up Plots. Saddle Up Plots is home to UKC, PKC, AKC, WTDA, Grand Knight Champion, PR Saddle Up Lazarus. Lazarus accomplished the following accolades in 2021. He was UKC World Champ Plot, Plot Days Isaiah Kid Winner, Purina Breed Winner, Autumn Oaks Breed Champion, APA Breed Days Winner. Fresh chilled and frozen semen is available. Contact Bill directly for all pricing and services information for Canine Cryo and Saddle Up Plots. Bill's phone number is 419-467-7689. Saddle Up Plots, making plots rise again.
All right, Kyle and Stacy finally finished their arguing and fighting around, so
I won.
We're going to give you some of the things that we're going to try to do this year. I know when we first started this off, we talked about we were going to try to bring some of the names that had some like base stock in the new dogs that everybody is hunting and pushing, and we done a couple interviews last year. We're going to try to do some more interviews this year of those people from, like I said, different breeds and things of that nature, and then we're going to also try to get out and do some of our take a couple nights off here and there and go up and hunt with some of our sponsors and and do some interviews with them and try to bring some light on their perspective on what they offer and services that they do.
Yeah, because, I mean, a lot of people, I mean, because we're in East Tennessee and a lot of our sponsors is not from around us. We've got some sponsors that are up north and stuff, and we're going to hopefully travel up to them and hunt with them and spend some time with them and really sit down and go on some details of their business or how or whatever they're sponsoring through, and hopefully travel a little more, a few more states, and go hunting with some real well hound people and some smart people, and really get down into not just winnings on people of the comp, but some really brains on the operation of what dogs we've got today.
That and you know, not necessarily just like Kyle said, winners and stuff of that nature, but people that's got that's breeders that's made some crosses that impacted the various breeds that's out there.
Still making an impact on it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they still. I mean, still even though they may be three generations back, they're still
working on it.
Still a lot of the traits and stuff you see in today's dogs.
Because, I mean, a lot of people see what we're winning with, the dogs that are winning with, and the guys that are winning with. But, I mean, they had to get there from somewhere. The dogs that we've got, I mean, somewhere down the line, I mean, a lot of people say we don't care about the pedigrees. And, no, I mean, I'm the same way. If a dog can win, it can win. I don't care how it's bred. But on any winner, there's got to be a pedigree on that dog. And that winner wouldn't be there without them men behind it.
Now, wait a minute now. Jason cares about his pedigree.
Well, now, Jason's a pedigree stud.
I do care about him. I'm trying to get away from that a little bit.
We could dive in. I mean, that real quick right here is it takes people like Jason – that studies these pedigrees, and sees these crosses and makes these crosses in any breed out there to get the winners that we got.
Knowing the strong points of each one of the breeds.
Because like me, I mean, I don't care how they're bred as long as they can win. But if everybody just bred whatever they wanted to whatever, we also probably wouldn't have what we got today without these really, I mean, these breeders that have sat down and studied these pedigrees and studied the style of dogs. No, has it always worked out? No. But when it did work out, it worked out very well.
Yeah, and well, I mean, like along those lines, if you got a dog that's bred a lot the same way that one is and a lot the same way the female is, you got a pretty good shot there versus one that's, I mean, a tried and true cross. If you've got a lot of the same blood and you're going to cross it back over again, I mean, you have to take your chances versus, and a lot of people think outside the box. I mean, but... You can look at stuff like that, do interviews with people like those. And I know that we've talked to some other people about doing some interviews. We've not got to it yet, partially because it was a setup, conflict of setup. But we need to go to one of them's house to be able to call the other one to be able to put them together and do it. But and we just haven't got there yet. But we're going to try to plan on doing that a little bit when the weather's a little better.
Yeah, because, I mean, we've all got jobs. I mean, and we're still competing. I mean, I like to compete. I mean, I'd love to run the competition circuit. I mean, it takes a lot of work to be able to run and do these interviews. And, I mean, we put a lot of time into them. I mean, this ain't just stuff we just slap together. We really put some thought and
Well, yeah, like some of those that you boys are wanting to do, we've been talking about, it's, you know, our breed of dog, and there's, we'll call it the other breeds of dogs that are so popular. There's stuff that's back there that made all these crosses that are going out there and doing so well. We've got to meet some of those men that were hunting some of them dogs back in the 80s and stuff, and they know them inside out. And those will be some good ones because they made some stuff that has impacted for decades now. Yep. It's been going on 40 years.
Because, well, I mean, what everybody sees is, and it's not necessarily a bad thing, but they see the winners and they see the guys that are winning, and that's promoting the sport. But we don't want the guys that have made these crosses to lose their fame, and we want to bring them to people that don't know these guys and don't know what they've done and really give them their due credit.
So that's what we'll be trying to do some of that this coming year is actually get out there and do some of those hunting with some of those guys. And that's the thing about almost every one of them we've met. They want you to come and go hunting with them. And that's what makes it hard. It's not just to do they want to like sit down and do a podcast interview. They're like, we'll come out and let's go hunting and everything. So then you got to try to figure out time to make a trip.
And that's really hurt me this year because we spend our business. So we've took a bigger area on it.
Yeah, you've been busy. I mean, getting away is hard.
It's hard to get away right now.
So that's what we are going to try to do in 2025 is get several more of those interviews done with some people. But I want to do it with the, like Kyle mentioned a minute ago, I want to get the sponsors out there because, I mean, they've got stuff to offer. We use stuff from these sponsors and other people buy it. Let them kind of go into some detail about what they have and what they do.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to get into like their background on they've started their businesses and their thoughts behind that and where they started and really go into some detail with them.
They get down to the, I guess you call it, what do you call it, brass tacks. Somewhere they had to have a vision, just like Kyle thought that this thing would take off. And Jason said, I figured 200-300 tops and never figured nothing about what it is.
We all know that, like, they all talked. you know, about it and be like, yeah, this ain't ever going to work.
I did. I said that.
I did, too.
Many times.
I was like, well, we'll give it
four, they five, they six. Wouldn't tell me that.
We'll give it 4 or 6 weeks, and we'll see what happens.
But I could tell whenever I talked to them about it, they just give me the look.
You know what's bad about
like,
though?
Yeah.
I had to ask if I could join it. I mean, really. Come on. I had to ask.
That is true. After Jason and Johnny joined in Stacy, Texas said, you care if I join?
What would it be without Stacy? He would have been here anyway.
He would have.
Probably. Yeah.
But he would have. He'd have been a special guest.
Weekly special guest.
You could have been guest starring. You could have had that on your.
See, you could have that title.
We don't have credits.
You missed out on it.
I could have credits.
Yeah.
But nope. You're a producer now.
I'm not a producer.
Now you've got responsibilities.
I do.
Yeah.
All right. So that's what we got. Is there anything else you guys want to talk about? We're going to end it.
I think that's pretty good. Like I said, we'll if we can, we'll try to give a little advance notice on when we're going to go somewhere to do an interview.
And
I said if we can. Sometimes it might just have to – I work construction. Sometimes I might get off a Thursday and a Friday, and it might have to be go.
Right.
Yeah.
Versus being able to
– may have to do some on short notices due to a lot of our jobs. I mean, almost every one of us – it's due to weather as far as a lot of our schedules and stuff. So some may be short notice. And
well, I can tell you, if the weather is pretty, Stacy needs to be working. That's how it works.
Yeah, but if it rains for a couple of days.
Ground gets a little
and
soft.
And then you know Friday's still going to be kind of wet. I mean, you might be able to leave Thursday.
Take out the whole week.
Friday.
Yep.
Yeah,
you know. They can do that.
If it's going to rain on
Monday. The whole week.
If it's
going to
rain on Monday and Tuesday, I'll take the week off.
No. If it rains Monday and Tuesday, you work Wednesday and Thursday, and then we leave Friday. So it'll be dry again for Monday.
Yeah.
How about the fall Monday? Or about?
He's just going to take them all.
Take them all off.
So that's what we'll try to get some of that going for this coming year.
No, hurt us this year, though. I mean, I've had to work a lot this year.
Mm-hmm. I'm proud of you.
Me and Huss have been busy.
I've joined the team.
Kyle joined the team.
He's a flagger.
They give him a stop sign and a slow sign. He gets a spin it.
He gets so confused, though.
I bring the power.
Sometimes.
But no, that will be good, though, if we can get out and get more of those.
I bring you the power and you finish it.
I agree.
Well, we got several this year, but we want to try to get more.
We're going to try to do a little bit better about getting individuals.
And this is whereby they means no professionals. But, I mean, we are getting better at this. I mean, when we first started, I mean, I barely even knew how to work this thing.
You're still the only one that knows how to work any of it.
We did one interview.
We'll tell a little story right here before we end this. And so we went the Tournament of Champions zones in 2024. I went up to Ohio for my zone. I wanted to go to Ohio better for – I mean, I figured I had a better luck at getting through in that zone. Yeah. And y'all stay down here and hunted our zone down here. And I was like, well, we're going to do an interview. I was like, well, that'd be good. You know, y'all can do an interview. And y'all went – it was at the zones, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was a good interview.
Really?
And I'm looking at you across the table.
It was not me. It was 100% not me. I've not lost an episode yet. I've recorded commercials. I've made commercials. I've recorded episodes. I've done everything. And the one episode that I let them record, I plug it into my phone to do some editing, and it's not there.
You deleted it.
It wasn't there from the get-go. Like, it wasn't there from the start. Like, it ain't like I started editing on it, and then it vanished. It wasn't there at all.
Was the red light on the whole time?
It was.
We FaceTimed him and everything setting up.
No. Y'all didn't FaceTime me because I was in the woods hunting, because y'all was doing that interview as they was hunting. Remember, y'all was waiting for Cass to come back whenever y'all was doing that interview.
We did. We did a good interview, a very good interview.
They said it was good. I was like, man, this is going to be.
I enjoyed it.
This will be a good episode.
And it was.
Do it again.
And Brandon was a good, easy guy to talk to.
We are going to try to do that again.
And knowledgeable. And a lot of it was about kids and stuff like that. That's one thing I really hated, was a lot of the interview was talking about the kids that bought a dog and brought it down there and won and got through. And I hated that we didn't get to use that interview, that process.
But, so, Brandon, we're sorry.
Yeah.
Blame it on the guy that was 8 hours away, though.
Yeah. It was your fault.
Always. It's always the man's fault. It's not there.
Blame it on the guy that was 8 hours
Period.
Away.
Period.
So we'll need to redo that interview.
We are.
We'll redo it.
Yep.
So, but anyway, we'd like to say we appreciate you. Thanks to our sponsors. Anybody got anything else?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Let's rock this 2025.
There we go.
Go out the blast.